Lady D's, top of the third inning, bases loaded with two outs. Second pitch to Zadine, also a fastball low. Zadine, a freshman catcher, really looking good. It's had a couple of really nice games lately. Some nice swings the other night and a doubleheader sweep in Fairfield. Takes a fastball in the inside corner and brings the count to 2-1. We'll take you through this half inning. We'll bring Bill Casebold in. Bill's joining me in the radio booth tonight. Jason with the night off. 2-1 pitch to Zadine. Low, 3-1. Coach Chance comes out of the box. A little talk, the pep talk for Zadine. Says, got to be perfect. 3-1 pitch. Right down the middle. Strike two. Full count. Runners will be going. 1-0, Lady D's. Top of the third inning. Presley Swan on the mound for Sheraton. And the pitch, line drive, just foul, about 3 feet foul down the right field line. Zadine made solid contact with that, just a little bit late. We'll redo it, runners return to their bases, and we'll reset them. Zadine digs in, 3-2 count. Swan the pitch. Ball four in the dirt. Lady D score their second run of the game, 2-0. And a throw down to third base, trying to pick off Casebold to third base as she rounded the base. And she'll score. Ball gets away into left field. She'll score, and the other two runners move up as well. 3-0 Lady D's on the error. And there's the other part of this ball game so far. Chargers of Sheraton have certainly given the LB Lady D's plenty of chances. It's about the sixth error we've seen tonight. With two outs in the third, a 3-0 LB Lady D's lead. Kinsey Griffin steps in. Kinsey, the ninth batter. In the order, Teraselvi on deck, hoping to get a chance in the third inning. Swan the pitch. Griffin fouls it off to the right. Nice contact, just late. Fouls it off over the crowd. 0-1. D's have broken through in this inning. Kelly Baker started this full of ruckus with a base hit. Casebold a big hit with a double. There's Griffin with a swing. Base hit into right field, and that'll score two. Harris comes in. This is Foster, who was running for the pitcher, for the catcher, excuse me. And it's 5-0. That'll be Lady D's in the third. They've broken it open a little bit. Really nice ball by Kinsey Griffin. Kinsey, also a freshman. This LB Lady D's team, a lot of talent, a lot of young talent. Griffin, the left fielder tonight, comes through with a base hit and two RBIs. With two outs, she's on first, brings up Teraselvi to the plate. Presley Swan on the mound for the Chargers tonight. Presley, a senior, their number one pitcher. Mostly fastballs from her tonight. Selvi swings, got the handle to the shortstop, a little flip to the second baseman for the third out of the inning. Big inning for the D's in the third inning, scored 5 runs, left a runner on base. We're going to get you back to a commercial when we come back. We'll bring Bill Casebold in. We'll get you back up on how we got to this spot. That's Lady D's softball on KIIC.
After the wife asked me to look at paint color samples and give opinions on 20 different outfit changes, I really need something that returns me to my manhood. So I escaped to a John Deere skid steer. With all of those attachments, I can scoop, drill, dig, and grind like a landscaping superhero. And I can easily maneuver the skid steer in air-conditioned comfort. My only problem is that the tasks don't last long enough. So I'm back to the curtain patterns in the blink of an eye. Learn more about time-saving John Deere skid steers at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to Sheraton, ladies and gentlemen. 5-0 Lady D's in the middle of the third inning, coming to the bottom of the third. Sheraton coming to bat. Let me do a little quick catch-up on you in the top of the first. Lady D's threatened on an error and 2 walks, loaded the bases, but a sharp line drive back to the pitcher resulted in the runner from third being doubled off for 2 outs. So we stranded 2 in the top of the first. In the second inning, we also had a base runner as far as second base and couldn't bring him around. in the third inning, a big base hit by Baker got us started. Case bowled a solid double and a two-out hit to drive in two from Kinsey Griffin made it 5-0. Albia Lady D's with me tonight, Bill Casebolt and Sheraton. Bill, why don't you talk a little bit about the Albia pitcher, Lexi Van Polen, and how she's done so far tonight.
I think Lexi's back on track. She went through a little bit of rough spot, but right now she's doing great. She went 1-2-3 in the first inning, and then just gave it one hit in the second inning. So I think she's back on track.
Lexi took the ball for most of the innings in the doubleheader at Fairfield the other night, won the first one and finished off the second one. Throws a nice fastball. She's got an excellent changeup. Throw that changeup on any pitch. She also throws a drop ball. And here we are. It starts the bottom of the third. Batting for the Chargers is their first baseman, Ellie Bingston. Bingston, a right-handed hitter. The Chargers come out in their red tops, gray pants, red socks, and white lettering. Lady D's, of course, in their blues. Van Polen's pitch, a ground ball in the hole to Selvey, a couple of steps to her right, long throw over, nice throw and a nice play, good stretch from Baker for the out. One out in the bottom of the third. Brings the bat to left fielder, number two, Courtney Nichols for the Chargers. The Chargers just with one hit tonight. Van Polen's been on her game, been sharp, control's been good. First pitch swinging is Nichols, a little liner off the handle to Baker. Baker picks it up, steps on the bag, two down in the bottom of the third. We come back in the fourth inning. We'll talk a little bit about the 13 games in, the tail of two seasons already for the Albia Lady D's. They come in at 6-7 on the year. Sheraton 3-6. The interesting thing about the Lady D's is they're 6-7. They were 0-6 at one point. Have won six of their last seven. Starting to gel a little bit as a team. We'll talk about that when we come back. A batter for the Chargers. Leadoff hitter is Miranda Davis, their second baseman. Davis, her first time up, popped up to right field. Pulls a fastball foul. Took a first pitch changeup and a count of 0-2 on Davis. Right-handed hitter. Where's number 9 on her back? Lexi Van Polen on the mound for the Albia Lady D's. Toes the rubber and comes to the plate with a fastball a little bit high, trying to get her to chase that high pitch. See if we have her set up for that changeup that Lexi throws so well. Sometimes that head-high fastball followed by the changeup. A little liner off the handle, and Baker makes a nice play, ranging into foul territory. A little fisted liner. About three steps foul. In the end, there were no runs, no hits. Nobody left on base for the Chargers from Sheraton. After three full innings, Lady D's lead at 5-0. We'll be right back on KIIC.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
Just watch the game. All you do is talk about it.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sundays. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back to Sheraton, ladies and gentlemen. We're Lady D's lead. Sheraton Chargers 5-0. We're heading into the fourth inning, and for Albia, Sydney Weldon, Kelly Baker, and Lexi Van Polen, the 2-3-4 hitters in the Lady D's lineup. Weldon drew a walk her first time up, was part of a rally in that first inning that we just couldn't bring around for runs. Had bases loaded with nobody out. And a line drive, double play into that. There's Weldon taking a first pitch and a solid line drive into center field. Sheraton center fielder sticks the glove out and misses. The ball rolls to the fence. Weldon rounded second and headed in a third. She slides safe. But the throw gets away again. Weldon chuck it into home plate for a Little League home run. That was a solid single. Center fielder unable to get in front of it. Stuck a glove out. Ball glanced off the glove. Weldon all the way to third as she slid in. The throw from the shortstop to the third baseman got away. And Weldon came up with a sixth run for Lady D. 6-0 in the fourth inning.
Sydney taking advantage of the replacement center fielder there tonight. Should be Abby Curran out there in center fielder tonight, but she's away on school trip. We got a JV outfielder out there, so Sydney took care of that.
Yeah, you've done your homework tonight, buddy.
I got a little inside scoop over here.
Kelly Baker stepping in for the Lady D's. Baker will walk in that first inning as well. First pitch from Swan, fouled straight back from Baker. Kelly usually doesn't get cheated on that first swing. First pitch fastball, fouled straight back. She was on it, just missed it a little bit. Second pitch from Swan, high and away, brings it down to 1-1. Top of the fourth, 6-0, Lady D's. Swan's pitch, the 1-1 comes in just a bit inside. Good take from Bake. And a 2-1 count. Swan to the plate. Bake a swing up the middle. Second baseman ranges to her right, makes a nice glove. Nice play. Good throw to first for the out. Second baseman struggled just a little bit with grounders tonight. A couple of errors already, but a nice play there. Nice range up the middle. Took a hit away from Baker. And with an out, that'll bring Lexi Van Polen into the plate. Lexi, tall left-handed batter, digs in, and the first pitch to her is outside, 1-0.
Lexi's one of the hottest hitters we've got right now. She's moved up in that cleanup position, and she's done a very good job.
Lexi's done a lot of work with you in the shed, hasn't she? She's got a lot of extra hitting that pays off, doesn't it?
She works very hard.
Solid swing. Solid swing from Lex on a line drive. One hopper into the outfield past the shortstop.
Let's call that a base hit.
Official score, the unofficial score, rules had a base hit, but I'd have to agree. Shortstop went to the knees and gave it a little dive and couldn't come up with it. That was hit really hard. And as we often do in softball, a courtesy runner for Lexi Van Polen following her base hit. Cheyenne put up, number 8. Cheyenne's ready to go at first base as Alex Casebolt steps in. Casebolt had one of the big hits last inning, double over the left fielder's head off the fence, short hop the fence. First pitch in from Swan's, a strike to Casebolt. 6-0, Lady D's in the fourth. Casebolt takes a swing at the second one, a high fastball, and fouls it off, 0-2 now. Beautiful night in Sheridan. Sun about ready to set. A lot of cars out there. Translates into a big crowd. A lot of folks made the trip over from Albia. If you could do that, we're glad you could join us on KIIC. Baseball spoils an outside fastball. Back and out of play. Remains 0-2. Swan, big right-hander on the mound. Casebolt, a nice swing on an 0-2 pitch, drives the ball deep to left. Left fielder is able to get back, get underneath it, and makes the catch. Alex has had two real nice swings tonight, Coach. Double off that fence. And there again, even though that's an out, a real nice swing.
Yep. That one's right at the fence. One more biscuit for breakfast, and that might have been gone.
If you were feeding your kid, buddy, there you go.
She don't eat much.
Two outs in the top of the fourth. Lady D's with that 6-0 lead, put off, brings it first base on that play. And Anna Riley, and you mentioned that Lexi Van Polen swinging a hot bat. I'd have to put Anna Riley up there too, Bill.
I think so. She's been one of the more consistent hitters we've had all year. She gets a great swing at every at-bat.
Hit the first pitch in her first at-bat really hard too, in the left center. Center fielder couldn't hold on to that one. There's a nice little swing and a dumper into right field. That's going to be a base hit down the line, and the right fielder whips at it. That ball gets past her. Riley to second, and Putoff comes all the way around to score. 7-0, Lady D's, and the defense continues to haunt the Sheridan Chargers. Sarah, the intern, tells me that's error number 8 tonight on the defense. Still struggle. And Bill, we know this was a Sheridan Charger team that was loaded last year. Lost some big bats, some big gloves off of that team, including that pitcher that was on the mound for last year.
They lost two of the best players in the state last year, one of the best pitchers and one of the best shortstops in the state last year.
Tell we're doing a little struggle here to to reload. Sheraton comes into the game at 3-6. Lady D's at 6-7, looking to even it up on the air. Riley at second base, following that single in an error on the right fielder. Alexa Paris, number 33, steps in. Alexa, right fielder for the Albia Lady D's, takes the first pitch in the dirt. She skips out of the way of that. Presley ready, windmills. Second one's low as well. Paris with a 2-0 count. Probably sees more pitches than any of our kids. Got a pretty good eye at the plate. Takes the third pitch outside, 3-0. Gets the take sign from Coach Champ.
I think she sees about six pitches every at bat, I think.
She's got the average six pitch. Phil and I kid each other because it seems like every time she's hitting a 3-2 count, we'll see if we get back there or not. Takes a somewhat automatic strike from the umpire. Might have been about a foot outside, but that's all right. We want to hit anyway, don't we?
That's right.
3-1 count to Paris. We'll see if that 3-2 count comes to fruition. It's 7-0 Lady D's. Top of the fourth, Riley at second. This one about a foot over Paris's head, and she draws a walk. Allie had a nice sacrifice bunt her first time up. It was two outs in the fourth. It brings up the catcher, Emma Dineen. I think we're going to have a pinch runner for Paris at first base. Looks like number one, Brianna Ross. And it is.
I would like to mention that Paris spelled backwards as syrup.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming somewhere. I wasn't sure who it was.
That seemed like a good time.
Yep. Texted Bill earlier today and said, you want to do radio? And he said, absolutely. And I gave him a half a day to get prepared, and that's what he came up with.
I'm practicing all day.
Dineen into the box with two outs in the fourth. Swings the first pitch and a long drive down the right field line. Drifts foul, just out of play. We'll reset. Runners return to second base with Riley and first base with Ross. Need a couple of practice swings. First, number 15 on her back. Excellent catcher. Freshman for the Lady D steps in. Swan the wind and the pitch. And a grounder right back to the pitcher. Turns and fires to first base for the third out of the inning. But two runs for the Lady D's in the fourth inning extends the match to 7-0 D's. We'll be right back on KIIT with the bottom of the fourth.
Let's face it. Sooner or later, you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Breaking news coming from Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa, where they have 20-inch by 20-inch carpet tiles, regularly $2.19 a square foot, now just 99 cents a square foot. And ceramic tiles, regularly $2.29 a square foot in two colors, now less than a dollar at 89 cents a square foot. Get that flooring project done with these great breaking news clearance price specials at Modern Floor Covering in Oskaloosa. We'll keep you posted for more news coming from Southern Iowa's largest floor store, Modern Floor.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Welcome back to Sheraton, ladies and gentlemen, where we come into the bottom of the fourth inning with the D's with a 7-0 commanding lead at this point. Lexi Van Folen steps in for her fourth inning of work. She's given up just one hit tonight. No walks, it's just been that one base runner. And Sheraton, they'll have their 2-3-4 hitters led by Kylie Bankston, their shortstop. Nice little shortstop. Kylie popped out to the shortstop her first time up. Lexi Van Folen's her first pitch, and Bankston's first pitch swinging. Grounder to Riley at second base. Gobbles it up, throws the first for the out.
Dick Anna Riley is one of the most improved defensive players we have this year.
Absolutely. You can tell those kids that have played a little bit of baseball with their older brothers, can't you?
Absolutely.
Pitcher Presley Swan steps in. Swan, a real good hitter, comes into the game, hitting 500. Long fly ball into right center. Paris on the run into right center makes a real nice play. Went a long ways for that one. did you well. They could have picked that one up too, I think. Backed up Harris on the play, but made a nice running catch. They brought treats to the announcers, some of them anyway. Two outs in the fourth.
There's that first pitch changeup she's fallen in love with. That's an awesome pitch.
A lot of times you talk about not throwing a first pitch changeup because you're not changing off anything else, but the real key is keep them off balance.
Yep, absolutely.
Catcher Emma Foose into the box for the D's, grounded out to shortstop to first, her first time up. Big kid, where's number 7? Mom's hospital CEO here in town, if you didn't know that.
I appreciate the information.
Did my homework as well. And a pitch just misses the outside corner from Van Folen. 3-0 count. Looks like he's got a battle back. Hasn't walked anybody tonight. And there's Jakester.
That looks like the pitch has been called strike a few times.
A lot of times that 3-0, anything close for calling strike one. That time, not so much. So he's closer than we are. These umpires do a fine job.
They're good at what they do.
They are good at what they do. And second runner of the game for Sheraton. Boost down to first base, and she'll get a pinch runner. Number 11 takes the bag for her. I'd like to tell your name, but I don't have a roster with numbers on it. So if number 11's mom's listening out there, I gave you a plug, but not a name, buddy. Delaney Richards, number 2, steps in. Number 5 hitter in the Sheraton lineup with two outs. Bottom of the fourth inning, and the D's holding a commanded 7-0 lead. First pitch from Van Pol and just a bit outside. Lexus done a nice job of the command. Despite the walk and a 1-0 count here, Lexus done a nice job of their command this year, Bill.
I think so. She got off to a rough start at the beginning of the year, throwing everything a little bit high, had some walks, but she's back to where she should be.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Off the hands, right back to Van Pol, a little grounder. She turns, throws to first base. That's third out of the fourth inning, excuse me. It's 7-0 Albia Ladies. After 4 innings, we'll be right back with the fifth spot. AIIC.
Have the holes in your driveway got you lost in a bottomless pit? Well, now is the time to schedule rock for your driveway. Call Michael Lathrop at 777-3774, and he can get you back on level ground. No job is too big or too small for Lathrop Construction, so for all of your rock needs, give them a call. Call Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop today, 777-3774.
With the tenacity of a bear, they'll give their all to help protect your family with a big, cozy bundle that saves you money on insurance. In fact, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent can help you save money and time when you combine your home and car insurance in a single policy. If you add life insurance, you could save up to 5% more. Want to save money and keep your insurance simple? Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today.
In Albia, that's Brad Witt. Call him at 641-932-7873.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Bill Kingsbolt there, the intern, and Greg Harris back in Sheraton tonight for the Albia Ladies. Have brought their hits and shoes in the last two innings. Three hits in each of the last two innings have produced 7 runs. And the D's hold a 7-0 advantage going into the top of the fifth. Couple of the big hits in the game. A long double off the left field fence from Alex Casebolt. And a base hit to right field from Kinsey Griffin.
Yep.
Going to have a pinch hitter for Kinsey as it was her turn at bat, too, and Cheyenne Putoff's going to get a swing. Cheyenne, a freshman, wears number 8. Already been in the game as a pinch runner, a courtesy runner, and as long as that's all you've done is courtesy run, you are still eligible to play in the game, and she's going to take an at bat here right now for Kinsey.
Cheyenne's one of those hitters that's really hot right now, too. She's not getting cheated. She's making solid contact every at-bat.
I had her first varsity home run over the weekend at a tournament in Oskaloosa. Been swinging a real good bat, as Bill says. Bill Casebolt, Craig Paris, and Sarah the intern coming to you from beautiful Sheraton tonight. The sun's about ready to set. Lights are on. 2-0 count to put off. And it catches the outside corner. A new pitcher for Sheraton. We'll give you the breakdown on her in just a second. That's Ellie Bingston. Ellie came in to pitch to Cheyenne. It's a 3-1 count right now as the ball gets away.
I don't know if Cheyenne struck out yet this year. I don't recall her getting deep in the count yet.
Yeah, and I don't know that either, Bill, but I will tell you that's pretty impressive that we even think about that, because Shy was chasing some high fastballs early, and that takes some real discipline to lay off that stuff. 3-1 pitch from Bingston to put off is a swing and a miss fastball right down the middle. Shy just a little bit late on it. Full count. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning, 7-0 D.
Shy is another kid that's been working very, very hard in the hitting cage this year.
Bright future for the Albia Lady D's. There's about 5 or 6 freshmen playing real key roles on this Lady D's team. 3-2 pitch to put off is fouled hard down the right field line, out of play. We'll do it again. And we jinxed him again, buddy. We're not too good.
I know.
A swing and a miss for if that's the first strike out of the year. D's looking to even their record tonight at 7-7. It's been, we said, the tale of two seasons. They started out 0-6 and have won 6 of their last 7. Bill, what's turned it around for the D's?
I think it's plain and simple hitting. We just couldn't hit the ball the first 6 games, and something changed, and all of a sudden we're hitting everything.
Tara Selvey in the box for the D's. Tara takes the first pitch from Bingston down low. Arrow for 3 on the night. Did start that first inning, getting on in an error. But she's grounded out to the shortstop and grounded out to the second baseman in her other 2 trips, looking for her first hit of the night.
I think it all turned around with Albia. Played Pella Christian, had an excellent game, just jumped all over them, and they really haven't turned back since, really.
What, 15 in the first inning or
something like that? They batted, everybody batted twice in the first inning.
And it's contagious. We talk about that sometimes. 2-0 pitch to Selvey, catches the outside corner, 2-1, with an out in the fifth inning. He played a tournament in Centerville where we played some real strong competition, and even though we didn't win any of those were losses number 4, 5, and 6, as Selvey takes ball 3, I think the D's got a lot of confidence. Bake stepped up and pitched 2 real good games, and Lexi threw a good game against Woodward Granger, 3 rated opponents that we played right with them the whole way, and I think it gave them some confidence.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then I like that Oskaloosa tournament. We started just really, really hitting the ball well.
Selvey, leadoff hitter for the D's, hitting with an out here in the fifth inning. Takes a 3-1 pitch for strike 2. Full count. Bingston on the mound. A little smaller kid than Swan is. Blonde, long hair. Toes the rubber. And a 3-2 pitch is fouled off to the right. Not a hard thrower. Relies on control. She's pitched 10 in the third innings this year, giving up 20 hits. Got an ERA just over 6. 10 walks and 4 strikeouts in those 10 in the third innings. So Swan's taken most of the innings for the Chargers. There's a swing on the 3-2 pitch by Selvey, and the shortstop comes over, makes a nice little run and catch on a weak little line drive between the third baseman and the shortstop for the second out of the inning. That'll bring Weldon up to the plate.
Now,
Sydney had a big base hit right back up the middle last time. That was her, what we call those little league home runs. It gets by the outfielder. The outfielder picks up and chucks it in and gets away from the infielder, and she ran all the way around the bases. Ruled a single and a couple of errors on the play. Sid's also struck out and walked tonight. Nice little player. Good center fielder. Not your prototypical little lefty. She steps in with a 1-0 count.
She definitely has some pop in her bat.
She's got pop in her bat. She homered last year. As a freshman, just a sophomore now. Where's number 32? Decked out in the red, white, and blue Albia Lady D's colors. Second pitch to Weldon's high. Outfield plays deep and straight away. And a fastball on the 2-0 count catches the corner. Strike 1, 2-1 to Weldon.
Sydney's really matured this year. Last year, she was swinging at everything. This year, she's taking some pitches and getting in some great counts.
A low ball hitter. And once in a while, you get tempted to chase that thing that looks big up in your eyes. She does it there. right? A swing and a miss that she really connects well when that pitches down around the knees. And for some reason, lefties seem to do that. There's no exception to that.
For some reason, she loves those high ones, though.
Yeah. Baker on deck, hoping to get a opportunity to hit this inning. A 2-2 count, and the pitch to Weldon. A changeup in the dirt. It swings and misses for strike three. And enough to do it for the Lady D's in the top of the fifth inning. We go 1-2-3, 7-0 Lady D's after 4.5 innings. We'll be right back on KIIT.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
Bill Keith-Waltz there, the intern, and Greg Parris back in Sheraton tonight. Bottom of the fifth inning, and Torrey Grubel, the right fielder for Sheraton, leads off, takes the first pitch from Lexi Van Pollen on a solid line drive into left field for the Chargers' second base hit of the evening. We'll bring Emily Grismore, the third baseman, to the plate with nobody out and runner at first base. Just the second base hit, the third base runner for Sheraton tonight.
And that's actually, Torrey's got both hits, looks like.
Got a text from D.D. Champ, the coach's wife, listening back home tonight. Probably had a Blake ball game or something. She usually gets duty for that. Glad to have D.D. with us. Or Squared, as her friends call her. D-squared, squared. Two strikes on the batter. Van Pollen on the mound. A little grip on the ball, and here we go with an 0-2 pitch. Well outside. Set up outside, see if they chase that. You see that a lot on 0-2 counts. You'd be surprised how many times kids will chase that, huh, Bill?
Absolutely. She may have been a little more outside than it was reachable, but it was a good idea.
There's the 0-2 count. Little ground ball goes foul. Eightfold over there to glove it. And we'll reset with a count of 1-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, the D's up 7-0.
Love that great change up here if she's got it in her. It's a great spot for it.
And instead, it's a fastball head high. Starr chases it, strike three for the first out. That'll bring up first baseman Ellie Pinkston. Pinkston actually pitching now. Grounded out to shortstop for the first time. Bigston hits the first pitch right back up the middle. Selby grabs it by second base, steps on the base.
Oh!
And throws to first, and safe at first. I'm not sure if Bigston dropped the ball, but it looked like the ball beat her. Crowd groans a little bit, although in a 7-0 game, you don't get much of an argument. Not sure what happened there, Bill. The ball certainly beat her first. Selby, a nice job to step on second, and a pretty easy throw to first, and safe was the call.
And those umpires do a good job, but might have missed one there.
And here's the batter stepping in and takes the first pitch to right field for a base hit. And the runner goes from first to third. That was Courtney Nichols with the base hit to right field. Chargers' third hit of the game. And with two outs, they've got runners at the corner. Brings up the top of the order, Miranda Davis. Miranda 0 for 2 on the night, lined out to the first base of her last time and flew out to Harris in right field first time out. First real threat from the Chargers. And Davis takes a swing at the first pitch. And fouls it off, straight back. 0-1 count. Certainly not a stressful situation with two outs and a 7-0 lead. Starts at the corners. And Van Pullen's pitch. There's the changeup. And Davis takes it into center field for a solid base hit. And Weldon grabs it. Weldon grabs it and throws it in. And as the runner tried to go from first to third, looked like Capehol might have made the play in the tag and call it safe at third. Solid base hit from Davis. To center field. Brings in the first run for the Chargers, and it's 7-1 in the bottom of the fifth. Still with two outs, now runners in second and third. Davis advances second on the base hit. Solid base hit to Sid. Weldon in center field did a nice job charging it. A good solid throw to third base, just a hair too late. And runners in second and third. Hankson takes the base hit up the middle on the changeup. And two runs will score, making it 7-3. It gets interesting all of a sudden. So there's a couple of change-ups that they've been able to wait back on and take back through the middle.
I think this might be a team where just the fastballs are probably just good enough.
You might be right.
Sometimes you throw the change-up and it speeds up their bat a little bit.
And here's a big bat in their order. Preston Swan comes in tonight with, she's 0 for 2 for the night, but a 500 hitter. And a solid line drive into left center. Put off, can't catch up with it. That ball's in the gap. That's going to score one run. Bingston comes in. And it's a 7-4 ball game. About three or four kids in a row swinging the first pitch, too.
Yeah, if you get that third time through the order, they get their timing down. They get a lot better swings at it.
Yeah. And you don't expect a rivalry of Albia Sheraton that anybody would go easy. Coach Chance coming to the mound. They'll probably just settle her down a little bit. We've got two outs in the fifth inning, a 7-4 ball game. And you would just expect that this is just a little, hey, we're okay, let's break the momentum up a little bit, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Yeah, I think also Coach Chance in the back of his mind, he's been going to that two-pitcher system, so he might be thinking about bringing Baker in to get the save here, maybe.
Yeah, and doesn't make the move at this point in time, although I'm sure he's thinking about that. And Coach is back in the dugout now. We return to our positions, and Emily Buse, the catcher, takes her place in the batter's box. Buse, a big right-handed hitter, wears number 7. Hitting with two outs in the fifth inning in a 7-4 ball game with Presley Swan at second base. First pitch from Van Pullen is outside. 1-0. He steps out, takes a couple of practice swings, steps back in, and Van Pullen 1-0 is low. 2-0. The base open here, but I doubt that we're pitching around anybody in a 7-4 ball game. Boos is hitting about $1.29, and so you'd like to retire this batter here and go get some runs yourself. Van Pullen with fastball on a 2-0 count, catches the outside corner, it's 2-1. 2-1 count, excuse me. Bill Case Bolt, Sarah the intern, and Greg Ferris coming to you from Sheraton tonight, where all of a sudden we've got a ball game. It's 7-4, Albia Lady D.
It's turning into that war on 34.
Yeah. 2-1 pitch, fastball low and in, and she fouls it at her feet. 2-2 count. So now it's interesting to see what comes here. You take change-up, that's her wipeout pitch, but it's been slapped around a little bit lately.
I think they got to go heat here
for coming fastball. And the fastball gets banked into center field. Boos has got a base hit. Swan will round third and come on in. And it's a 7-5 ball game. Boos with her first hit of the evening. Five runs for the Chargers this inning. And the courtesy runner comes back in for the catcher. And number 10, the designated player, Delaney Richards, steps in. Richards 0 for 2 on the evening. A couple of ground outs. Third base coach comes in to give her a little pep talk, see if they can keep the momentum going here.
It's quite a two-out rally they got going.
Yes. Two-out hits win ball games. It's so often the difference in a game. We'll see if the Chargers dug themselves too big of a hole early or whether the D's give it up. That first pitch from Van Pol is a fastball and a swing. Foul ball straight back off of Emma Dedeen's mask. And it's 0-1. Dedeen walks over, picks up the foul ball, and none the worse for wear. She's a tough kid back there. 0-1 count, two outs, runner at first. It's on 7-5 game. The changeup floats in, just misses inside. 1-1. Steps back into the box after a couple of practice swings, and the 1-1 pitch is a fly ball, center field. Sidney Weldon camps underneath it, makes the catch for the third out of the inning. In the end, the Sheraton Chargers rally for 5 runs after 5 innings of play. It's Albion Lady 7, Chargers 5. We'll be right back on AIIC.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community first. Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community first. Credit Union.
People helping people. That's how it should be.
We're member-owned, and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community first. Credit Union.
There are three things you should know about digital mammography. It's better, it's faster, and it's here in Albia. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics introduces digital mammography. Your doctor gets clearer images. You get faster results that could save your life. Ask your doctor for digital mammography at Monroe County Hospital or call 641-932-1721. For digital mammography, visit Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. A healing touch you know and trust.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
And Bill Keith Bolster, the intern and Greg Harris, coming to you from Sheraton tonight. This broadcast brought to you by the Monroe County Hospital. We just heard their ad for digital mammography. Bill, have you had one of those digital mammograms?
Not this week.
Yep, Bill's up for that. He'll get his reminder card soon. And we've got a ball game. If you stepped away for a second, you missed might have missed the 5-run rally for the Chargers to the bottom of the fifth. We're in the sixth inning here in Sheraton. The D scored the first 7, Chargers the second 5. And that's where we stand, 7-5 with Kelly Baker in the box. 3-4-5 hitters for the D's. It'll be Baker, Van Bolen, and Case Bolt. First pitch to Baker's a strike. Bigston on the mound for the Chargers. She took over for Swan. And the fastball catches the outside corner. A little pop in the glove that time, and Kelly took it. Wasn't what she was looking for. But now she faces an 0-2 count. And catcher shifts outside, and that's exactly where that pitch goes on an 0-2 count. It's about 6 inches off the plate outside. Baker doesn't offer at it. And the 1-2 pitch to Baker. Kelly leans out, slaps an outside fastball into right field for a base hit between the first baseman and the second baseman. Right fielder comes in. Aggressive, picks it up and throws first, but well late. Baker on first base with a base hit.
It's a great at bat. Just went with the pitch. Threw it outside. She knew it was coming outside. Just went with it to right side.
Easier to say than do, isn't it, Bill? Yeah. Pull the inside pitch and hit the outside pitch to right field.
Yeah,
for old guys who think they did it when they were a lot younger.
It's pretty easy from up here.
Yep. We are up here, too. We should comment. Well, Sheraton, a fine host for us tonight as we broadcast this one. It's a huge, huge press box compared to where we were in Fairfield the other night. You couldn't turn around without dancing close with somebody in Fairfield tonight. A place that's a little bit bigger than my house. Set back from the playing field a little bit. And Lexi Van Polden steps in. The first pitch to her is a strike. Nobody out. Sarah Clark doing some running. Sarah Ruby down at first base. Running for Baker. And the 1-0-1 pitch to Van Polden's high. 1-1. Sarah Clark did the pitching for the junior varsity a little bit earlier, Bill, and They had a nice night, came home with a W. Freshman girls played well tonight, although they lost by a run.
Mentioned that the freshmen, they played by far their best game of the year tonight.
Coming on, there's a lot of our freshmen are sitting in this varsity dugout or on the field for us, and it sometimes doesn't leave much for those kids, but a nice game from them tonight. It's nice to see that. Van Follen takes a pitch high. Got a 2-2 count on Lefty Van Follen with nobody out. Top of the sixth inning, Sarah Clark down at first base. Fulton swinging a hot bat. The D's could use a little rally after that punch in the mouth from Sheridan, if you will. And Lexi swings a little bit late. That ball headed deep down the left field line, about 10-foot foul. Still in play, didn't get over the foul fence, but was foul.
She loves that little slicer down the left field line. I asked her dad if she plays golf like that, and he said, absolutely. He said, that's her five iron all day.
It's a tough play for a left fielder, too. That ball slices away from you a little bit. We've seen those balls get past those left fielders more times than not. But the big, tall kid hits the ball hard. 2-2 pitch to her. And a little pop-up on the left side of the infield. Shortstop ranges over, makes the play. That's Presley Swan, who found her way to shortstop after pitching. And with an out, delivering Alex Casebolt into the box. Casebolt with a big hit earlier, a double off the left field fence. And takes a head-high fastball for ball one. How was the concession stand, buddy?
It was okay. I've had better. I've had worse. I'd give it a C.
Okay. Well, it's like to pass on Consumer Digest information for anybody that might be passing through the Sheraton area looking for a fast food restaurant and try some ballpark food. Knoxville, pretty tough to beat.
Knoxville, you just got to pick the right concession stand. They got two there, you got to pick the right one.
Yep. Ball outside of Case Full. 3-0 on Alex. You'll get the take sign here. Yep. If you haven't watched the signs from the head coach, it's no secret that the fist is the take sign. It's Chance holds that out in case. She takes ball four in the dirt. And the Lady D's got something going here. Now it's Case Fultz campers down to first. Sarah Clark advances to second. And with an out, Anna Riley's going to step in to the box. Now Alexa Paris on deck. And the D's are cooking. And with that, we've got a timeout. Coach is going to have a little powwow. Interesting that infielders, as the coach walks to the circle to talk to the pitcher, as is typical, the infielders started in for the conference as well. The coach stopped them and said, I don't need you. Having a short but fairly intense conversation with their pitcher.
Here's a dilemma for coach. He's got one of the hottest hitters and also one of the best bunters on the team. So I don't know what he's going to do here.
I think you got to let her swing, but that's the fun of playing second guesser up here. And you're right, he's swinging a very, very good bat. With an out, I think with nobody out, you bunt. With an out, I like to see two kids get a swing. You've already got somebody in scoring position, but we'll see what Coach Chance is thinking.
Sometimes you put a little pressure on the defense, too. The third base is playing way back right now.
That's true, and she is a very, very good bunt. I'm sure Coach saw that. And no sign of a bunt on the first pitch. Catches the outside corner for strike one. One out in the top of the sixth inning. Albie Lady D's lead by 2-7-5. Threatening to pick up another one. Runners at first and second. Sarah Clark comes off with a pitch, and Anna Riley fouls it back into the right. Now an 0-2 count, certainly still swinging. Put your backs off the rubber a little bit, a little walk, now toes the rubber, and the 0-2 pitch is high. Nobody chases it, a snap throw down to first base, and Case Bolt's back easily. One and two to Anna Riley.
I look for Anna Riley to try to punch it through the right side here. That's her strength. She really hits that ball great to right center.
Choked up about 2 inches on the bat. You like to see a little bat control. And a face-high fastball backs her off the plate. And evens the count 2-2. Good at bat already from Anna Riley. Like to see her win it here. And a 2-2 pitch to Riley is high and away. Full count. Nice at bat, man. O'Reilly here, not offering it anything out of the strike zone. See what happens on 3-2. Big pitch in this game here, and here it comes. Ahead high fastball, and Riley takes a swing at it and pops it up. The catcher comes out, makes a nice play for the second out of the inning. Well, Riley can't deliver. We'll see what Alexa Paris can do. Paris with a walk and a sacrifice bunt on the night.
Alexa has two walks tonight. I think I got to believe she has twice as many walks as anybody else on the team.
Right now what we need is a base hit. She checks her swing, but the ball catches the bat and fouls to the right side. Paris finds herself in a hole 0-1.
She has probably the best eye on the team. She don't swing at bad pitches, and sometimes if they call a strike, it's their fault because she knows it's not a strike.
She'll go back and tell you that, too. And that 0-1 pitch to Paris is in the dirt. She doesn't offer at it, evens the count at 1-1. Big place in this ball game. You'd like to answer those five runs. The D's have got runners at first and second with two out, lead by two, 7-5 in the top of the sixth inning. Greg Paris, Bill Casebolt, Sarah the intern coming to you from Sheraton tonight. And a fastball just off the outside corner. Paris takes it for ball two.
Well, if anything happens like it usually does, she's going to take it to the full count. That way we can get those runners going.
He's a base hit from the senior here.
There it is,
and a base hit right up the middle. Big hit from Paris. Clark comes around third. She's going to score.
Good job.
Bill's watching the game. It's hard not to come.
Just call me Ron.
Tano with his hair on fire. Paris comes through with a big base hit. Case Bold advances to third base. The throw came into third. Paris was about halfway to second, decided to return to first. And a big insurance run. Speaking of insurance, thanks to Jason Summers and Johnson Insurance for helping us out and helping us through our technical difficulties tonight. And Emma Denise steps in the box. And a base, a swing and a ground ball at the middle. Second baseman, a nice kick steps on second. Paris slides into second base a little bit too late. The Albia Lady D's pick up one run, extend their lead to 8-5. We'll bring you the bottom of the sixth from KIIC as when we return.
When you hot, you hot.
Your back sticking to your seat? The sweat beating up on your forehead? If this is you, don't let it get you all hot under the collar. Take your car to Dewey Motor Company for an AC tune-up. Let the GM-certified technicians at Dewey Motor Company get you back on the cool side of life. Give Mike a call at 641-932-7500 to schedule your car for an appointment. That's Dewey Motor Company in Albia. When you're not, you're not.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
It is flip-flop, Baker and Ben Polin. And Bill Casebolt there, the intern, Greg Barrett, back in Sheraton for the bottom of the sixth inning. The D's with an 8-5. Lee picked up a big insurance run on a two-out Paris base hit up the middle. And Bill, we've got a pitching change.
Looks like we got Kelly Baker coming to the mound. Like I mentioned before, our coach is going with a two-pitcher system now. He's liking the reliever pitcher system now.
And you're going to see a little bit different style with Kelly Baker. While Lexi throws pretty hard, she's got control and she's a little finesse with the changeup. What are we going to see from Kelly Baker? What are the listeners going to hear us talk about?
Well, Kelly basically has one pitch. I mean, she'll pick it up a little bit, but she basically has a fastball that has a lot of movement. She's just going to throw it hard and hope it's a strike.
Yep. Baker's thrown 34 and a third innings. She's got a 3-3 record on the year in those 34 and a third innings. Just 9 walks, 22 strikeouts, but opposing batters are only hitting $1.79 off of her, Bill.
You hardly ever see anybody square one up against Kelly. She has so much movement, it's usually right off the end of the bat.
And leading off for the Chargers tonight in the sixth inning, this right fielder, Torrey Grubel, takes the first pitch for a strike from Baker. Second pitch is just a little bit outside. 1-1 count. Screwball, right-handed batter. Where's number three? Checks your swing on a high fastball. It's out of the zone, 2-1.
I would think, Coach, has got to think that Kelly Baker's pitching has been a bright spot this year. Didn't really expect it, but, boy, she pitched good this year.
2-1 pitch from Baker. The fastball right down the middle for strike two, 2-2 count. I think that one of the turning points in a very young season, Bill, was when Kelly took the ball against Carlisle, one of the best, if not the best, 3A teams in the state, and held him to a 6-1 loss, but she pitched very well, didn't she?
Absolutely.
And the 2-2 pitch is a little popper right in front of the second baseman. Riley boxes it just a little bit, and it scoots away from her for an error. But a tough play there. That was a little looping liner. Not hard enough hit. It's going to get to you. Can't really charge it. Tough to play on a hop because it's got goofy spin on it, and it bounces away from Anna Riley, usually a very sure-handed second baseman.
Yeah, it's one of those spinners we always talk about.
Gribble finds herself on first base with nobody out. Brings up the third baseman, Emily Grismore. Grismore is 0-2 tonight with a ground out and a strikeout. Takes the first pitch for a strike.
Kelly's been a horse, too. There's been a couple of tournaments where she's thrown both two games, and that's a saving grace for this team.
Yeah. Did that both the Oskaloosa and the Centerville tournament. Baker's second pitch is high. Third pitch comes in for strike two right down the middle. Does not offer at it. Grismore stands in. Little right-handed batter. A little pop-up. Lexi Van Folen, who took over for Baker at first, backs up a step and grabs it and quickly steps on first base. The runner wandered off for just a step, and she was able to get back. That's the first out in the inning in the bottom of the sixth. Runner remains at first base. Brings up the pitcher, Ellie Pinkston. Pinkston, a diminutive right-handed batter. Sarah, the intern, hands me a note and says the News Bombs called in tonight. We haven't heard from the News Bombs for a little while. Good to hear from them. If you're listening out there and you want to send a text, we'll see if we can't shoot your name on the air. It's nice to know folks are listening. 641-799-3335. 641-799-3335. We'll see if we can't get your name on the air. It's always good to hear from our listeners. Baker with a 2-0 count to Bingston. Misses low, ball three.
I think we are giving away a half-empty bottle of Gatorade tonight, too.
The FDA called and said we can't give away half-eaten food items anymore.
Oh, darn it.
3-0 count from Bake is a strike right down the middle. All right, Kelly throws hard, and it's kind of good old country hardball. You pretty much know what you're going to get from Kel, although the ball tends to move a little bit. It is pretty much fastballs. And ball four, high and away. Bingston draws the walk. And the Chargers have runners on first and second. Brings up the number nine hitter in their order, left fielder Courtney Nichols. Big spot in this game, Bill. Got your nine hitter up there. Would like to retire that one before you see the top of the order where those couple of hits are living up there.
I think just strikes right down the middle is probably going to get it done right here.
Nichols still looking for her first hit on the year. And some limited playing time. And fouls the 0-1 pitch straight back. Sometimes that'll get your attention. You might see a changeup coming. I think in this spot you're probably right. It's fastballs until you prove you can pull me. Just because you foul it straight back doesn't mean you can hit it fair.
Hard. That's right.
Kelly Baker on the mound. Her stretch, the windup. And the 0-2 pitch is fouled back over the backstop and out of play. We'll do her again. Coach Champ, some words for Zine. I think he's looking for that fastball away, and that's exactly what Bake throws for ball one. One ball, two strikes. We're in the sixth inning. That'll be Lady D's lead. Sheraton Chargers 8-5 with an out, and runners at first and second. 1-2 pitch, low and inside. Bake evens it up at 2-2. Outfield, very, very shallow. Going to be tough to score on a base hit. big 2-2 pitch gets away from Zadine within the dirt, went scooted right through Emma's leg. Both runners advance, takes away your force. Put the runner in a spot where a ground ball probably will score a run because the infield will stay back. Nichols has worked it to a 3-2 count after being down 0-2. Bake just needs to throw a fastball right down the middle here and see what happens. Throws the fastball but misses inside. Kelly turns, looks to the dugout. Coach sees that and calls timeout as Nichols reaches first base. Coach Chance is going to take the slow walk out to the mound. What do we say here?
Just calm down, Kelly. Yeah. Just calm down. Just hit. All you got to do is throw strikes, Cal. She gets her a little rattled. It's going to take her a little bit to get in the groove, but I think she'll be fine.
Yep. Nice thing we know is batters very rarely square up that fastball. That fastball is a unique one because it has a little tendency to move. If you know about baseball, you sometimes hear about pitchers throwing sliders and cutters where the fastball moves at the last second. And Kelly's ball does that as well. Makes it very tough for batters to square up. This is the leadoff hitter. Miranda Davis has had a nice night with a couple of hits. It's going to have a tough time with Fake if Fake can throw strikes to her. Big part of this game, 8-5, Lady D's, bases loaded for the Sheraton Chargers. With an out, and the leadoff hitter stepping in the box. Fake wind up in the first pitch to Davis. The fastball swing and a miss. Fastball moved off the outside corner, and Davis couldn't reach it. A little bit of life in the Sheraton crowd. It was kind of quiet earlier. The rally has brought some life to him. Fake second pitch to Davis, dances outside, 1-1 count. Outfield medium depth. Baker's 1-1 pitch catches the inside corner.
There's that movement. You got the batter bailing out, and it just comes right back over the plate.
1-1. That ball looks like it's headed right at you, and it'll move 3-4-5 inches, catch an inside corner. 1-2 pitch to Davis. It's high and away. A little bit of frustration from Kelly out there. And what you like to see is to take the ball, go back and throw it again. Don't think about it. Just rear back and throw the fastball and you'll be just fine. And she does just that. On a strike, Davis fouls it back to the backstop and it'll remain 2-2 with an out. Bases loaded. Lady D's with a 3-run lead in the bottom of the sixth inning in Sheraton. Couple of texts coming in. If you're listening to us out there, 641-799-3335. There is a bomb from Davis to dead center field, and that ball gets out of here. Took a 2-2 fastball from Baker, hit it to dead center field. Weldon turned her back and ran out of room. And just like that, the Sheraton Chargers take a 1-run lead. Fastball right down the middle. And a good hitter put a good swing on it. So a 7-0 Albia lead turns into a 9-8 deficit. Got some work to do in the top of the seventh inning. But first you got to gather your thoughts here in the bottom of the sixth, don't you, Bill? You still got hitters coming at you.
I still like our chances.
First pitch is a base hit into center field. And the rally continues for Sheraton. That was Kylie Bingston. That's going to bring Sheraton's best hitter, the shortstop, number 5, Preston Swan, to the plate. Swan had a double last time. Bingston, the runner at first, with an out. And Bake's first pitch is fastball outside. Count is a fastball just off the corner inside. Got a text from Blake Chance, coach's son, listening at home. Blake doesn't miss a game unless he's got one of his own. Said he had a good game tonight. 2-0 Baker offering is a pop-up. That's going to drift just out of play to the right side. Sheraton Charger fan muffs it. Takes a little bit of ribbon from the fans. Throws up his hand, says, what can you do? Balls are hard. I don't have a glove. the YouTube. You might see that one tomorrow. 2-1 count. Big deal. Ball's low, 3-1. Kelly has to find her groove tonight. When she's pitching ahead. She's pretty tough. 3-1 count. Presley Swan, 500 hitter on the year. And Baker's 3-1 pitch stays high. Emma Foos steps in with runners at first and second. Sheraton, one-run lead. Foos had a big base hit to right center in that five-run rally. And they could use an out right here. First pitch is a strike right down the middle. Foos takes it. And Bake is pitching ahead. Kelly, big, strong right-hander. A lot of success on this year. Running into a little bit of a tough moment right now. The 0-1 pitch. Two swings and misses for strike two. Down a run, bottom of the sixth. Lady D's need to get out of here, Chief. Not give him any more. And who swings at the 0-2 pitch? That was about a foot outside. Waved kind of feebly at that one. That was a big help for Baker. Maybe gives her some confidence.
Now, right, our designated player, number 10, Delaney Richards.
With two outs, the designated player, Delaney Richards, steps in. Outfield shortens up again just a little bit. Trying to prevent that run from scoring on a hit. First pitch from Baker stays off the corner inside. And Baker's 1-0 pitch plunks Richards right in the back. Hit by pitch and out of loads bases. With two outs.
Now, our right fielder, number 3,
Torrey Grubel. And Torrey Grubel steps in. Torrey's the right fielder. Where's number 3? Small right-hander. The strike zone's going to be a little smaller. Going to be important for Baker to get ahead of this kid. And strike one's right down the middle. If she stays there, likely going to be fine. Kelly Baker's dad, Marty Baker, up at the fence, giving some encouragement to his daughter, and she responds with a second strike. I think I heard Marty yell, push off, to Kelly.
Sometimes it's push off, sometimes it's throw hard, but one of those two seems to, they both seem to work.
Yep, Marty's always there yelling some help. Baker's 0-2 pitch. She has a fastball just off the outside corner. And Gerbil's able to hold off. Checked her swing. Did not go. 1-2 count with two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning. D's are down a run now after the grand slam. There's a fastball outside. Check swing. Rolls to Anna Riley at second base. She picks it up to throw to Lexi Van Polen. And the out is in time. D's get out of that. Leave the bases loaded. We're down a run. Got some work to do in the seventh. We'll bring you back on AIIC.
Congratulations, you found the home that you want. Now you need to find a loan. Hi, I'm Rod Perry with People's State Bank. Whether you want to pre-qualify or secure a commitment, we can help. At People's State Bank, we offer 20 and 30-year mortgage loans at reasonable rates with low closing costs. So once you find a home, call me, Rod Perry, at 932-7887. People's State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. People you know, people you trust.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Walker with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. It's time to think about making your home or business ready for summer. Did you know the Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative's website offers energy saving tips and information? Find out how small changes can make a big difference when you take the Energy Savings Home Tour. Find us on the web at cvrec.com. Once you are there, click on services to find a great list of energy efficiency resources. Do your wallet a favor this winter by checking it out. This is a message from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Quality Power Sports is your place for boat and jet ski rentals on Lake Rathbun. Enjoy all the fun of boating without any of the hassles of boat ownership by renting from Quality Power Sports. We have pontoons, personal watercraft, and ski boats for your enjoyment at the lake. Just call 932-BOAT, that's 932-2628, to reserve your summer fun or stop by the dock at the Honey Creek Resort. Quality Power Sports is your source for summer fun on Lake Rathman.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Bill Caseball, Sarah, the intern, and Greg Parrish bring you the seventh inning from Sheraton Lady D's softball. The D's are down to run. Like a puka, they're looking for that elusive run to tie this thing up. Bill rolls his head and says, "What's a puka? I'll help him out later.
I'll look at Wikipedia and find out what that is."
There you go. Cheyenne Putoff to lead off the inning for Lady D's, the number nine hitter. We'll roll it off to Sarah Selby and Sydney Weldon after that. So in good position. Would be nice if Cheyenne could get on to start this inning for our top. So on the first pitch, she fouls that pitch off down the right field line out of play. Takes ball one, followed by ball two. Bankston on the mound, took over for Swan about halfway through this game. 2-1 pitch to Putoff is a fastball high. And Cheyenne, 3-1, has the take sign, I'm sure. Important first base runner. I'm sure I was wrong.
Nope, he told her, just got to be perfect, and it must have been perfect.
Must have been perfect, but she fouls it off a long ways down the right field line. Well out of play. And Putoff has a full count. Important here to have a good eye. Got to hit a pitch if it's a strike, take it if it's not. And it's a head-high fastball, and the LB Lady D's have got their leadoff runner on base. Cheyenne Putoff hits down to first. We'll see if Coach runs for her. Doesn't look like he's going to. Has the option of bringing Kenzie Griffin back in if you want to shoot.
Yep. Cheyenne's a pretty good base runner.
Cheyenne is a good base runner. And Tara Selby steps in the box. In a lot of places, leadoff hitter coming. You might see a bunt, and you're not going to see it here. Tara, one of the best hitters for Lady D's, comes into the night hitting 313 on the year. Good ball player, excellent shortstop, and a nice hitter. Got a good eye as well, takes strike one. Nobody out. The 0-1 pitches in the dirt. Nice stop by Fuse. Catcher's had a good night for the Sheraton Chargers. She's a big kid, good-looking catcher back there. Just a sophomore, if I'm not mistaken. Cheyenne put off at first, taking her lead after that ball leaves the pitcher's hand, a short lead. And the 1-1 pitch is high. Selby takes it for ball two. Two balls and one strike.
That coach is stressing to take a strike here. We got to take a strike.
Looking for base runners. Looking for not just one. You'd like to have a couple and take a lead into the bottom half. 2-1 pitch to Selby. Fouled straight back off the screen. Had a nice cut at it. A little fastball inside. She kept her hands in. Took a swing and just missed it. Just under it. Fouled it straight back. 2-2 count on Selby. Nobody out. Runner at first. And the pitch is just off the plate outside. Selby leaned out there, took a quarter swing. The crowd kind of groaned a little bit, but it was about a foot off the plate. And we've got a full count. Your runner probably stays put here. Some might be aggressive, but probably stays put. And Selby turns on an inside fastball and flies into left field. Left fielder moves a couple of steps and makes the catch for the first out. Something else that we've seen that's kind of turned this game around. Not only did the shirt pass on the live field, but their fielding has gotten better.
Absolutely. And this pitcher's kind of got a little bit off pace, too. They had that other pitcher down pat, and this pitcher's just a little bit slower, maybe, and popping some things up.
Sydney Weldon will step in. Her second look at this pitcher, fakes the bunt, and takes the ball high. Probably faking a bunt just to make some infielders move a little bit, see if she can't get somebody out of position, but she's probably taking that first strike as well.
Yeah, Cindy's looking for something to drive here, absolutely.
And the 1-0 pitch from Bingston is a fastball that catches the outside corner, low and away. Weldon takes it for strike one.
I don't think Sydney has a home run yet this year either.
It would be too bad if we saw one right here, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would be. Got a 1-1 count. Got to come to her. Again, Weldon fakes the bunt, takes the pitch up high, 2-1. I don't think she's bunting. I think they're looking for something in the gap. They're looking to slap something past the infielder and get a kid to third base. I think he's looking to hit it hard. On the 2-1 pitch, hits it hard to left field, and it curls outside, out of play, just a little bit foul. Didn't quite get over the foul line fence.
That's something Sydney's added to her game this year, is going to left field. Last year, I think she was dead pole.
Yep.
This year, she's got a bunch of base hits to left.
Big part in this game, guys. 2-2 count on one of your best hitters that comes in. Hit about 310 on the year. 2-2 pitch to her. It's lined into right field, into the corner. The right fielder gets over, makes a nice play on it. But a base hit for Weldon. Advances put off to second base. Thought for just a second that that ball might skip around a little bit out there. That's what we're saying. The fielding's gotten a little better for sure. They got some confidence. And the right fielder able to get in front of it and get it back in quickly. Holden put off to second base. And with one out, Kelly Baker will step in. Another one of those seniors. Need a good at-bat from a senior right now. Baker turns on a pitch, hits it in the hole to left. To the left side of the infield, Swan gets over, stops it, throws a long throw to first for the second out of the inning. Baker grounds out short to first. We're two outs in the seventh inning, but runners at second and third. And Lexi Van Polen has the hopes for Lady D's riding with her. Probably nobody you really have in the box. So.
She's our best run producer right now.
Been swinging the hottest bat of any of the D's. In this situation, if you're going to be in it, you'd like to have your best hitter up. And that's what we got. Bigston toes the mound, about ready for the first pitch to Van Polen. It's high and away. A good fastball away, and Lexi laid off it.
It might be, too. The other coach knows that, too. They do have a base open, too, so I wonder if they'll pitch around her here.
Yep, we'll see. Catcher sets up on the plate. And move back inside on the inside corner, a fastball for a strike. We got good speed on the bases. Of course, on anything, Cheyenne Putoff's going to score from third base. But Sydney Weldon with really good wheels and a very good base runner in second, you would anticipate her scoring on something if Lexi can get on. 1-1 pitch. Van Polen a little pop over third base. And a little bit out of our play, the dugout shields us, but it goes foul, and the shortstop can't quite catch up to it. Van Polen's in the hole, 1-2. That ball stayed in play. Shortstop had a play on it, just couldn't quite get there in time. Couldn't close the gap. One-two pitch to Van Polen stays low. 2-2. Good eye from Lexi. Jenny Romanco listening. Since it's a nice pick, good to have Jenny. She was over here for the freshman game.
She's a loyal fan.
She's a loyal fan. 2-2 count, two outs. Pitch of another foul ball to the left side, just off the edge of the bat. Nice job, Lexi, fouling off the pitcher's pitch. Looking for something she can drive. A lot of pitchers like to work inside out, so I try to keep batters off balance. If she comes back inside, look for Lexi to get a good swing on it. That's what it looks like. Catcher setting up inside. And a swing and a miss from Van Polen. The catcher picked it up out of the dirt, tagged her in the back, and that'll be our ball game. The D's after a big 7-0 lead fall to the Chargers 9-8. As the teams shake hands, we're going to do a commercial. We'll bring you back, and we'll do a little wrap-up here with you on KIIC.
My new coworkers at Barker Implement told me deer season would be the perfect time to start my new job. They knew that John Deere hay equipment would be flying out the door, and I would have to learn the ropes at a rapid pace. This is Sue, and you see, deer season allows our customers to save top dollar and offers interest rates as low as they can get on John Deere mower conditioners, balers, and rakes. And you can learn more about these limited time specials at ebarkers.com. Powered by green, driven by values.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company, right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
With uncanny insight, he can match the right insurance to your needs. Package your car, home, and possessions in a single policy, where one deductible covers everything damaged in the same event. Did anyone see an asterisk here? No! With fierce loyalty, your Farm Bureau Financial Services agent is there to make insurance simple. Was that a sigh of relief? Of course it was! It can be that easy. Call or visit your Farm Bureau agent today!
See local Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia, 932-7873.
Hey guys, this is Big T at Big T Auto Credit in Knoxville, Iowa. We have a great selection of pre-owned trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, we provide financing with affordable down payments and payday payments. We allow you to check each and every vehicle out before you buy. Big T Auto Credit offers buy here, pay here, and is located at 401 East Main Street in Knoxville. Come see us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed Wednesday and Sunday. Big T Auto Credit, two blocks east of Knoxville Square.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
When you're in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Right now, you can get a $50 rebate when you purchase the Hoyt Rampage or Rampage XT. Get yours at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, 932-2422.
Having problems with your back, your neck, having headaches, feel like you just can't get around like you should? See Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center of Albia. He'll get you on a regimen to rehab your body and strengthen you so the problem doesn't become chronic. Friendly, courteous, caring, and professional. That's Dr. Matt Sarver at Chiropractic Health Center at 909 South Clinton in Albia. Set up an appointment at 932-2939.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Bill Case Bolts there, the intern, and Greg Parrish with the disappointing results from Sheraton and Lady D's softball tonight, where the Lady D's built an early 7-0 lead and lost 9-8. Big hit in the night for the Sheraton Chargers was a grand slam home run in that sixth inning for Miranda Davis. Bill, what'd you see tonight?
Well, I think you see that happen a lot. You get a team that gets out into a big lead, and maybe they relax just a little bit, and then you also have the team fighting to get back, and that's what the Sheraton did tonight.
Well, you got to give Sheraton a little bit of credit. They didn't hang their heads. They had a tough first four innings. Their defense was porous, to say the least, and they played pretty good defense at the end. The pitching change obviously made a heck of a difference for them.
Oh, and I think that's why we were talking earlier, that's why Chance is going to the two-pitcher system. You get a team, you get somebody going through the order three times, the other team gets their timing down, the other pitcher comes in, throws just a different style, it throws the other team off. A
couple of key places in this game for the Lady D's, most notably in the first inning where we had the bases loaded with nobody out. Line drive back to the pitcher, just absolutely smoked. Swan made a great play on the line drive back, it doubled the runner off third base. You look back and say, what might have been?
Yeah, that should have been a big inning there, and unfortunately it didn't go our way.
Lady D's hit the ball pretty well early, wound up with 9 hits, but only 3 in the last 3 innings, whereas the Sheraton Chargers had just 1 hit in the first 4 innings and had 7 base hits in the last 2 as they rallied and put 9 runs on the board. Tough night, and instead of going to 7-7, the Lady D's fall to 6-8. They're going to head to Creston over the weekend. What do they got to do to right the ship and hold their heads up high, Bill?
Well, I think, like you said, keep your heads up. We know we're hitting the ball. We got to play good defense. We got to throw a little more strikes. I think that's key. Those leadoff walks score every time. I think we've seen that. And if we clean that up, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, and a couple of tough outings from Kelly Baker. Not that they necessarily hit her well in both outings, but her control's been a little bit off. And when we saw Kel really sharp, when she was used absolutely dominating, there weren't many walks coming from her. And I think this team needs Kelly Baker. Would you not agree?
I definitely agree. I think that Kelly's got nerves a little bit. I think she really hasn't expected to be this big part of the pitching this year. And if she can get past the nerves part, I think she's going to be fine.
Yeah. Good news for the night is Lady D's hit the ball pretty well. Our defense was not too bad. Give credit where credit is due. The Sheraton Chargers hit the ball and were able to rally from a 7-0 deficit They win it 9-8. Anything that you want to add from that, buddy?
No, let's go get them this weekend.
That's what we'll do. We're at Lady D's. We're off to Creston tomorrow for a weekend tournament. Two games on Saturday. We'll be back on the road in Davis County and next week in a couple of home games, too. So get out and see the D's. They're playing some pretty good ball. They're exciting. Fun to watch. A little bit young, but it's going to be pretty good by the time the season's over.
I think so.
Absolutely. From Sheraton tonight, where the disappointing results are, Sheraton 9, Lady D's 8. This is Rick Ferris. For Bill Case Bolton, Sarah, the intern, Luca, we're coming home. So we'll catch you next time at KIIC. Thanks for listening.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work southern Iowa and northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia has savings you can count on. This week,